Okay, Tyler Bryden here, late on a Friday night. This is you can see, I guess you can see cars going by. It's like, I gotta put the ring light up. Then the fancy effects with the eyes there that you see all the wonderful YouTube influencers having. This is a very interesting topic for a Friday night, and it is problems with automated transcription. So I know this isn't necessarily how most people would wanna spend their time on an evening like this, but we're in a weird world, and this is what I love. This is what I'm passionate about, and something that has actually become, you know, deeply fascinating to me. And I got to stop saying deeply and then fascinating or deeply interesting, but it is. So much of this stuff is. And as I've delved in, and not just me, an incredible team here at Speak AI, into speech recognition, automated speech recognition, and more than that, just like, how can we take media and turn it into this really valuable asset? We've learned some really valuable lessons. And like everything, it's always more complex than you think. It's always more difficult. I thought, oh, I just want to figure out how can I take media and transcribe it, and so it becomes more valuable. You know, I had many reasons why I wanted to do them. One of that was just like search engine rankings. One of the other products was like data analysis and research on myself. Thought this was going to be fun. Thought this was going to be easy. I can't really say it hasn't been fun. I've had a ton of fun on this journey, but it has definitely been a lot more advanced than I thought. But it's also given me and our whole team an incredible perspective and then understanding of how complex and beautiful language is, communication, conversations, and really just the incredible work that's been done to build speech recognition systems from scratch. Like it is amazing. It's profound to know what is actually possible. And even in a time that we've worked over, you know, several years to build this, the improvements that we've actually seen, it's hard to just be like, it's crazy. So what I wanted to do today, I'm going to do a little series on this because it's not, don't want to say the, I guess I have a disclaimer here, which is I love automated speech recognition, automated transcription. I built a whole company around this, and I wouldn't say I've built it around transcription inherently or speech recognition inherently. It's what speech recognition does and what transcription does and what it actually unlocks. So there's some amazing transcription companies that have been doing this, you know, for a really long time. But when I looked at the offerings out there and then realized some of the possibilities with, you know, turning audio and video to text, and then more than that, syncing the audio, video, and text to allow you to navigate through it, the analysis that could be put on that, the insights that were possible, really opened my eyes and made me so passionate about it. And then to invest a lot of time, energy, resources, money into building this system that we've built at Speak AI. And again, along that journey, I've learned a lot. So what I wanted to go through today was actually some of these problems with automated transcription that we have seen, that we have come across, that, again, not just us here at Speak AI, but just in general. And I'm fired up about this. I hope you are too. I almost need a drink of water, but I'm going to resist for now because I don't want you to hear me do that slurping thing. But what I'll do is I'll walk through this post, maybe show just a couple quick things, and then hopefully leave you with a better understanding of the, you know, the problems with automated transcription. In another, you know, other series, I'll do the benefits, and maybe I'll talk a little bit about that today, but we'll do a specifically dedicated post later, and then how we're trying to overcome some of these challenges, some of these problems with automated transcription at Speak AI. So I'm Tyler Bryden. This man looks sad. Yeah, he looks having a tough time. He's probably looking at the idea in my mind was that he was looking at the automated transcription that he had gotten back, and he was not happy with it. I've been there, and I've seen this now improve dramatically. But some of the first attempts at this, and if you've played around with transcription, were pretty embarrassing, to be honest. And it has been in a very short time with cloud services, with you know, more people specializing in natural language processing and speech recognition, we are making incredible advances, and that will only continue. And I believe it's going to be at, you know, an even more increased speed because people are now seeing the value of this, and it's just unlocking so much potential for data analysis and repurposing content and understanding ourselves. But like, there's just endless use cases, endless possibilities, and endless value here from turning, you know, this unstructured information, audio, video, you know, into text, and then allowing us to, you know, manipulate, format it, navigate through it, analyze it in different ways. So it's given us an understanding. I've touched on this. The question is, why should you actually choose automated transcription? I mean, generally, it's pretty damn good. I shouldn't say damn, but it did. And like, that's going to get you from a range of, you know, a low, and I'll talk about some of the problems, is like low quality audio. I mean, low quality audio, you can go real low depending on how bad that audio is. But at a high level, you know, a podcast transcription well done when the recording quality was high and people were eloquently speaking, that can be like 95%, 97%. And if you're actually training the speech recognition system with the speakers, the brands, maybe industry specific terms, complex language that was in part of that conversation, that can get, you know, as close to 100% accuracy as possible. And that alone is incredible. Like, we say things and then it turns into text accurately. So if there's something there already, and if you are happy even with, you know, 80 to 95%, and then you have the ability to train, like, that is getting you very, very far already. So individuals and organizations, I think one of the big things that we see is, like, if they need results right away, if they need the transcription right away to work with, they don't have, you know, a transcriber nearby, a human transcriber nearby, and the accuracy is high enough, but they want to start working with that media, working with that transcript right away, automated transcription is an amazing offer. Amazing option. And the other part, of course, part of it is budget, because getting a human to transcribe it is actually very, in you know, it can be expensive. It's very time consuming. You need to source people. Like, just for an example, we've done a lot of transcription here, audio and video. Say you have an hour. People don't think this, but like, an hour of audio or video to transcribe to 100% can often take 4 hours. So that's a 4-to-1 ratio that we're already seeing. And some of the, you know, most popular companies that we see today are ranging from $1.25 USD per minute up to like $4 per minute USD, depending on if it's medical terminology, what kind of work they're doing, of course, varying company to company. But the aggressive offerings being, not aggressive, but like very efficiently priced offerings being at the $1.25 level, and then, you know, higher price for more specialized terminology. So that adds up really quick. I am not that good at math, but, you know, oh my God, I should be better at this. 100 minutes. 100 minutes, you know, and then, you know, $4 a minute. $400 USD for 100 minutes, and most people don't necessarily have the capacity or the budget to actually do that. So those are the challenges that we're seeing with human transcription and why automated transcription becomes a really powerful option. And just generally, if you don't need, like, where we're seeing the need for human transcription is, like, of course, when someone's posting it on a site, they want it to be professional. Some people are posting unedited transcripts. I've done that many times. It still works. It's still valuable. I put it in accordion so it collapses and people don't have to see it, because sometimes there is jargon and it's hard to read and maybe not the best practice. But some people, whether it's lawyers or academic researchers, like, they need a fully accurate transcript so they can do analysis or they can actually share it. And, you know, what we can see there is errors or problems with the accuracy of that transcript can have ramifications on the analysis that's being done or public representation. I saw one article that talked about, like, a comma missing in a piece of code that cost like $600 million for a rocket. Now, I'm sniffing, I'm sorry. Now, that's probably not what's going to happen, but it is something to think of, is if you are really relying on the accuracy, automated transcription can have a little bit of a gap there. Now I'm going to do my slurp. I'll sit here for a second. Apologize. Okay. We're doing our best to overcome this at Speak AI. I will share a little bit about how we're actually doing that, but I'll first of all just go through the actual problems. And there are many. And they are getting solved quickly, and people really care about this, and there's passionate people at Amazon and Google and Microsoft and IBM and all these different places, you know, on large companies building it, and then incredible organizations, Otter, Trent, Rev, Sonics, they're also tapping in, either building some of their own speech recognition systems or, you know, heavily training systems that have been built already to really improve the accuracy of it. So what are we seeing as some of the problems, though, in the current day, and I'm guessing for the near future and maybe even a little bit farther into the future that we actually think? Limited vocabulary. So just generally, a lot of these systems are trained on very general vocabularies, language, public data sets, And that means that they don't include very industry-specific terms, unique terms, names. Names are horribly wrong sometimes. And there's a lot of niche things that are just not built out of the box in speech recognition system that you need to actually get that accuracy that most people are looking for. So now you need to figure out ways to actually improve that vocabulary so that if you do use automated speech recognition, that you don't see these big errors actually within the transcript. So that's one thing, is the vocabulary there, and brands, people, abbreviations, all these different things. We see a ton of problems there. Accents, this is one that is tough to talk about because it's just like, you know, we talk about bias in technology, and right now a lot of the people building these speech recognition systems are in countries that are North American, they are English speaking, and there's a bias then put into the language that's being analyzed for these speech recognition systems, the spelling of it, the abbreviations, all these different things. So there's a lot of challenges with the people who are building these systems actually having, you know, maybe not even on purpose, but inherently some bias in the speech recognition systems that they're building. So with that becomes a big impact on the accuracy of automated transcription. And we've seen that consistently with accents, and then as another ramification of that with other languages as well too. English is still, you know, a dominant language across the world, and at least the systems that we're interacting with are the most accurate. And as you go in different languages, they're of course being built, but we don't see as much accuracy. And I guess on my side and our team's side, we don't necessarily have the ability to validate the accuracy right now unless you have natural human language speakers of that language. So there's challenges there that we're going to continue to see. And luckily, there's a lot of people with a lot less bias, and then a lot of people who care deeply about and are putting work into building universal speech recognition systems that allow you to increase the accuracy of automated transcription throughout many languages and not just some of the primary languages that are used in North American countries and companies. So that's one thing. The other part that I'm tapping into here, let me move my guy over a little, friend. There we go. Is like fast talkers. So I'm guilty of this myself. I talk fast, and you know, that throws, you know, people can go back, they can replay, they can review, they can sort of switch this very, you know, reflect on the actual transcript really quickly and make the changes that are necessary. But machines aren't necessarily doing that. So if you do a quick run through with an automated transcription, all of a sudden there's this gap in the accuracy of someone speaking fast. And I think I'll add to this is the idea of crosstalk, which is interesting. You realize that in a conversation, people talk over each other a lot. And I know I see I've jumped down one extra one, but like conversations, meeting, interviews, whatever it is, there's a ton of people just talking over each other. And again, our human ears can detect and sort of prioritize what we should be listening to, what actually matters, but machines struggle with this task. And anytime that we see you know, people talking over each other, we see a degradation in the quality of that transcription. And that's a very hard thing to overcome. So that's definitely one of the problems with automated transcription. I touched on this a little bit already, and that was good old Vatsal walking by. I think he just went for a walk, and you know, I'm so lucky to have him on the team here because he's helped increase the accuracy of our system and, you know, just improve not just the speech recognition itself, but how we can actually interact with the transcription speech recognition to make it more accurate. And I'll touch on that in a minute. Now, part of it is the low audio quality. This is you know, I love recording. So I'm lucky, I hope anyways, that I've got good audio quality. If you listen to some of my old podcasts, you'd fight me on that. But I really do care about it. But different devices, I know my phone right now, my Android, is a low microphone quality. So now you've got limited information in this audio recording or video recording that you're pulling in to try to analyze, and you've got low audio quality. So that automatically inherently reduces the actual transcription accuracy. And that's something we've seen over and over again. And then just in general, I'll put background noise here next, but like people are are just walking around a room talking. They're moving away from the microphone. So if I go over here, then it's different. If I go over there, it's different. These are, you know, things we see that are just natural human things, but reduce the audio quality and then the ability for a machine to actually transcribe it accurately. And there are a lot of systems that are getting better at filtering out background noise and separating channels. But you know, I am yet to still see every person who's interacting with any of these systems still would like it to be better. And I just added the, you know, the background noise there, like beeps, boops. I just thought that was funny as I was writing it, so I'm sorry for repeating this. Music, whatever it is, all these things will be, you know, noise that is jumbling up the actual transcription accuracy. Great. Wow. Got through this. I'm trying to think if there's anything else there, but that's pretty, you know, pretty thorough on some of the main problems that we're seeing. If you guys are into this stuff and have other problems that you're seeing when you're trying to automatically transcribe media, audio, and video, please let me know. I would love to include this in here and really make this a comprehensive, you know, post and article on what these problems are. So with the transcription accuracy, I just sort of summarize this as like all of this reduces it. With that, you can lose professionalism, which is, you know, one thing to talk about. But then again, I sort of said, if you're doing research, if you're an academic, you're a scientist, and you're trying to run analysis on this system, it can be very, dangerous to make decisions based off inaccurate transcripts. And then if you're a lawyer or whatever, like these use cases where these organizations, it requires accuracy, that can be a problem. And one of the big metrics that we do look at is like word error rate and sort of the percentage error of it. So the example I gave there, 1,000 words, transcription accuracy of 97%. You think, wow, that's really good, but that could be 30 errors in a transcript. And think of you know, the damage that even one error could do. So this is where we see some of the problems with automated transcription and things to think about as you are, you know, as you're considering, if I want to take this media, audio, or video, how I want to, you know, make this a more valuable asset, I want to turn it to text. These are some of the things that you do need to think about. I'll say, you know, one of the most hilarious ones that I saw early stage was egotistical. That's what I said. And now when I say it, it's very close. So it's not maybe that big of a jump in like why you could see it was wrong, but turn to eagle's testicles. Maybe we shouldn't put that in there, but I had to put it in there. It made me laugh. And that was still, to me, one of the ones that really sticks out in terms of transcription accuracy and a gap that I saw. And probably most organizations wouldn't want that. So the thing that I'm looking at here now is, I guess, shifting in, is how are we solving the problems with automated transcription and how are we doing that at Speak AI? First of all, we made an intuitive transcript editor, so I hope that I've got this right. I'm going to refresh just because I can get nervous, you know? Yes, so even here, didn't get my name right. And so now I can click, I can say, okay, you know, so what I actually said, instead of tell Brian here, was Tyler Bryden here? Done, edited, transcript, great. So I'm happy about that. And you know, you can go through, see little indicators. There's some ways for us to actually indicate confidence of, it definitely wasn't 100% confident. You can indicate and shift confidence and start to see, okay, what was 90% accurate? Where are the gaps? So trying to sort of quickly identify sentences or terms that didn't have, you know, as high as accuracy or confidence in accuracy, that becomes a big part of it. I got too many tabs going here. Export to text and Word docs. So I guess I've just done that. Let's see, I apologize if this caused any problems. Oh yeah, it worked, beautiful. So now we've got Word doc. I can enable in editing. And you see you've got the transcript, one with the actual speakers, except there's only me as a speaker, so it's not gonna be too exciting. And now you could edit it. So we've got 17 minutes, wow, speaking lots. The thing that I think is, you know, good to consider here is you can now edit, and we see a lot of people doing this editing within the Word doc, but if you actually keep it within this editor, now everything is still timed, so it makes the actual transcript editing, the accuracy part, easier. And then you can export to the Word doc with high accuracy. And actually at Speak, one of the dreams that we've always had has been, how can we turn voice into almost a novel right away, beautifully written paragraphs and everything. So that one that I just showed you, if I can find it again, or did I lose it into the abyss? I hope not. No, I got it here. I think this might have even been a different one, but like really trying to format those paragraphs as much as we possibly can. So yes, here we go. Yes, there, my friend. So, you know, in terms of paragraph length, making sure that a break actually, a moment or a pause in the recording turns into a nice paragraph formatting, and not having this big long paragraph, really trying to do some formatting there so it becomes very readable and well formatted, because it's not just the accuracy of the transcript, depending on how you're sharing it, it's how it's formatted and does it make it a readable experience. Especially if you're publishing content online, or I mean anywhere, but online specifically, readability becomes a big part of success. So if your transcripts aren't readable or the big chunk, first of all, people are probably not going to read it. It looks scary. But, there are systems like search engines that are actually, sort of understanding how that language is on the page. And if it's just a big paragraph and then, people are coming and bouncing off right away, they know that something's wrong. And so definitely something to consider there. Do I have? Oh, this is just our website. Got too many things up here. This is it. I do have some stuff. I'm here, so I'll take a second. Do I have it? Yeah, we have a speech to text part. So I'll just take a little detour here. See if there's anything else that's actually popping up for me while I am here. Wow. Sometimes you just forget what you build. Part of it, okay, a couple of quick things that, I know I've derailed a little bit here. So how are we solving problems with transcription accuracy? So we've got the actual transcription editor. That's a big one. Automatic punctuation is really powerful, and I've found this to be increasing in accuracy and makes a big difference. When things are punctuated properly, it feels right, and it really increases the professionalism, and I just find that it does. We've really seen jumps in the actual punctuation of transcription through automatic speech recognition. So I think that's all I'm going to adopt there, but there are some ways that we're actually working through this as well too, from team management and other ways that allow you to increase that accuracy. One of them that I will touch on right there is actually speaker identification. This is a huge gap as well that we're seeing in transcriptions, is can we identify the speaker who's speaking right? And because of those problems with people talking over each other, or two very feminine voices or masculine voices, I guess male female voices, they can start to sort of intermingle. So there needs to be very high quality and sensitivity on the speaker identification to actually get that done right. And we're doing our best with this. I think there's still room improvement. There's still a room improvement for any of the systems that you've seen. But one of the things we're working on is, for example, once you identify the speaker, you make the change and it will reflect throughout the entire process there. So even if I bet, we've got here, look, so we're seeing all speaker one, fantastic. If I edit that, turn it to Tyler, then that will reflect throughout. So that's a big way that we're actually trying to handle some of the problems with automated transcription. Same thing with custom vocabulary, and this is starting to be pretty standard across the industry, which is a lot of the stuff is, because there is so much industry specific, or brands or people or names, it becomes important to actually train the system and to give options. So by building a custom vocabulary and you log into, this is coming soon, speak. As of today, it might not be here as I'm recording this, but maybe if you're watching this in the future or reading this in the future, it might be live. Drop in the vocabulary of the glossary, the complex terms you're using, and it will increase the accuracy. And the next point of that is now you've got vocabulary built in, but if you're editing transcripts, making a little note on that to train the system. So if I changed, tell Brian to Tyler Bryden, and then seeing the same pronunciation again, we are much more likely to infer that that's actually Tyler Bryden. So by editing the transcript within the Speak system, not today as a recording, but soon, then that will automatically build more accurate models, and you will get more accurate transcripts. So that's one of the ways that we're really tackling the issue of automated transcription and the problems with it. Wow. I'm on a rapid pace here. I'm already at 24 minutes. So this is something that, I'll take one more drink here, and then I think we can close this off. Something, again, that fires me up. I love this stuff. And didn't know when I started my life this is where I would end up. But I'm inherently happy that I'm here and talking about this stuff. And at a core fundamental level, like, human language is just so beautiful. It's so powerful. And I just love it so much. So I hope that you've enjoyed this and learned some stuff along the way. In terms of the last part here, this is something I'm very excited to introduce, which is is human transcription. So this has always been one of the big gaps that I think that we've seen. Is there's amazing services offering automated transcription, and then there's wonderful companies and peoples and transcribers who are doing human transcription. And there now are starting to be systems that integrate both really nicely, but at a default level there seems to be problems with both. And whether it's if you're doing it's the humans, it's the cost, the setup of doing that, how long it takes, and then if you're doing the automated, it's the it's the actual accuracy and the double check, the quality assurance, and then the risk for errors and mistakes. Like, it seems to be this sort of problem in the middle. I'll take it. I'll continue. You know what I meant. However, so what we're trying to do with here with Speak, and actually not just trying, it's here, is that you can run a pass through with the automated transcription, get to the baseline of accuracy. You, of course, have the option to edit yourself. And as we've talked about, I actually showed you a little bit of how to do that. And that system's only going to get better and more beautiful, I promise. Or you can actually order someone, you can order a human transcript through Speak. We'll actually take care of it ourselves and have really built in a wonderful quality assurance process for that, and only continue to improve that with feedback from people who are ordering the transcriptions and then also people who are transcribing the media, until that really does become this beautiful, intuitive, effective, efficient system that everyone is really happy with and gets value from. Part that I'd like to add onto that is just, we, again, are not necessarily trying to be just a transcription company. From the start, we always talked about that. It's just, there's more. There's more than just the speech to text. It's what you can do with that after. And with Speak there, you can see, the power. If I hop into, I think maybe another video, what do I have in terms of, I'm trying to think if I got one here. We can see now, by having the transcription, we can extract out all this incredible information. We can navigate, we can jump through all these things. We can not just look at analysis on one single video or audio. It can become, this beautiful way to aggregate information and start to see patterns, start to see connections. This is really what we're trying to unlock at Speak, but at the core level, you need to have accurate speech to text. You need to have an accurate transcription. So what we believe, one of the powerful offerings that we're building, is not just this transcription system automated and then augmenting it either yourself or with other people that can come and clean it up to you, as I said, no pun intended, but as close to perfect as humanly possible. It's the analysis that's built on top. It's the recording solutions that we've built at Speak. It's the aggregation of media into a dashboard that unlocks novel insights that you've never seen before. This is where we're dedicating a lot of our resources and time, because we know it is more than speech to text. It is more than transcription. This is a fundamental part of our lives as people, of human language, of communication. If we can build this all together intuitively, we know that there is something beautiful, powerful here that can have, an amazing impact on the people who are actually using the system, running that analysis, learning, and I just hope to, share that with you. So I'm going to tap out of my screen. Gonna go back to my webcam. My hair is dried. I did a little shower before this, and seem hyped up today. This is great stuff. I'll put this in the post. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but no, this was a ton of fun. If you're interested in speech recognition, natural language process, anything that we talked about, got other ideas for problems, or if I missed out on some of the benefits or whatever it is, please feel encouraged to reach out. I will be responding. And thank you again for checking this out. Now, in the future, I guess if it wasn't now, it would always be in the future, but I appreciate you being here so much. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and look forward to reconnecting soon.